world are weighing heavy on my heart. Ukraine continues to be under attack, and now the unrest in the Middle East that has continued since biblical times has come to a state of open war. Even though we know that the conflict there will not be resolved until Jesus comes again, it is difficult to watch and know that people are dying in order to prove that their God is the best, while it is true that their gods are the same. Some would argue that Allah and Yahweh are not the same, but they are. What is different between them is how they are interpreted by the human mind. I find that the only way I can sort this out is to put it in the context of who Jesus was, who Jesus is, and how Jesus came here and what he came to do. As followers of Jesus, we are united in a clear understanding of what we as Christians are called to do, which is, as St. Francis said, to preach the gospel and, when necessary, use words. Our time and our love as disciples of Christ is our only place of refuge, our only place that we are safe from evil and the conflict of the world. Our time and love as disciples of Christ is not to point fingers or judge, but to proclaim the true way to follow God, Jesus. So yes, we pray for Ukraine, we pray for Russia, for Palestine, for Israel. And we also pray for conflicts around the world that we don't hear about in the news for one reason or the other. Just a few. South Sudan, Nigeria, Libya, Myanmar, Colombia, Cameroon, Yemen, Somalia, Afghanistan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Syria, Haiti, Venezuela, Colombia. There are inner conflicts, civil wars, and wars between other places for all kinds of different reasons, most of which is for power. And that's what we have to be careful of, because we are not the powerful one. It is Jesus that is the powerful one. We also need to pray for our own country, where there are long-term historic conflicts. There are things that continue between them and us. Let us remember, please, that there is no them. There is only us. Today we'll hear from Karen and Bobby about their mission to the Navajo Nation. The Native people lost land and identity as the United States was colonized, but they have never quit. They continue to honor and hold dear their traditions, their love for the creation, and their love for God. There are different ways that there can be war and conflict. There's war in the streets of our country where some people don't feel safe. They don't feel safe going out at night. They don't feel safe walking to the store, if there is a store. There are children in school who don't feel safe because when they go to school, they are bullied or left out. There's a theologian, Yong Suk Kim, who in reference to today's gospel says, "Before we begin to explore this parable, one caveat is necessary. A parable is not intended for literal interpretation. It's not a real-life story, but a fictional, subversive story that surprises audiences. And while an allegory may be seen in a parable, it should not control its meaning, because the parable employs subversive language that reverses traditional thinking or systems. In other words, we need to be careful how we get caught up of interpreting the parables that Jesus tells to fit what we think might have been said, and to leave it open to the idea of what might have been said. What did Jesus mean? We have to be careful making arbitrary links between what the text says and what Jesus means. And that's not easy to do. So, this is where I want to stop and talk about how I want to focus my words and thoughts this morning. We look at this parable, and right away, many of us jump to the idea that the king is God, and those that are invited are the chosen ones, and those that aren't are the ones that will be where there's gnashing of teeth. The question that comes to me is, what are the challenges of the kingdom of God that we face in everyday life? All people are welcome into the kingdom. And the parable today tells us that there is opportunity for all who will listen to come to God's kingdom. And it also reminds me that we are not the judge. We are not called to judge. God is the judge. Some of the conflict in the Middle East is rooted in our religious tradition and the religious tradition of the Jews and the Muslims. King David established the city of Jerusalem around 1000 BCE. His son Solomon built the temple on the site where Abraham nearly sacrificed Isaac. And it has served as a symbol and most profound expression of the Jewish identity as a nation. Jerusalem is a holy city for Muslims as well. They call it the holy place. And their tradition says that the prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven from the rock, which the dome of the rock currently envelops. Muhammad and his followers initially turned to Jerusalem in prayer, to that same place where the temple was built. Here we are as Christians, disciples of an understanding of God that no one else shares with us. Why is that? I think it's because we're on the right track. I think it's because that by accepting Jesus and figuring out how to follow the way of Jesus, that we are in a position to show the rest of the world what peace really is. As Paul says this morning, the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Paul calls us to rejoice, to be gentle to everyone, to know that the Lord is near. Don't worry. Don't worry about what's going to happen because your prayers are being heard. We may not see right away what the answers are, but God is listening. Stick close to those things that are honorable, just, and pure. And then pay attention and look for excellence, Paul says. And commend that excellence. And do those things that you learn, that you've received and heard and seen in the work of the apostles and the disciples. And we do that, the peace of God will be with us. So, where does that put us? Well, it puts us in a position of being, A, the disciples of Christ, who are in a position to bring the light and the love of Christ to the world. It brings us to a place where we have to consciously act and think a little bit differently than people who don't know Jesus. Jesus has to be the leader, the keeper, and the protector of our hearts. And I know we all love the 23rd Psalm because it reminds us how close God watches over us. So in finishing up, trying to answer the question of what it is that we can do, we can be kind. We can avoid judging others. We can avoid thinking that we are somehow superior for whatever reason that might be. We can think about God in terms of our God, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Yes, he's our God, not just my God. We are a community that is called to be the guardians of true peace in the world. Kindness, acceptance. If you see someone in trouble or someone in pain, if it's safe, do or say something that will comfort them. If it's not safe, turn it over to God and say prayer for them. Pray for them at all times, in all ways. Oh, I forgot this little... Are you guys interested in a little bit more history? Yes? I forgot these facts. I really enjoyed doing some of this research because I knew a lot of it, but... So in 1947, the land of Israel had belonged to the British, and they turned it over. And in 1947, the United Nations proposed that they take a part of it, of Palestine, and make them separate Jewish and Arab states. The Jewish community largely accepted this plan, but the Arab community rejected it, which led to the outbreak of a civil war. The State of Israel was established on the 15th of May, 1948, and admitted to the United Nations, but no Palestinian state was established. The East Jerusalem, the West Bank, and Gaza, the Gaza Strip, were administered from 1948 until 1967 by Jordan and Egypt, respectively. And we know what happened with the war, where the Israelis established themselves and the country of Israel. And that event has triggered a long-term conflict between them and the Palestinians. The Palestinians have been displaced for hundreds of years. There is no country at this time of Palestine. So there's a lot to pray for. There's a lot to consider. There's a lot I hope for. Jesus is called the beloved Son because he pleases God. If we don't respond to God's call by doing the will of God, the invitation that Jesus offers us is futile and not realized in our lives. Those of us who respond to God's call are chosen. You are chosen. You are chosen to take the peace of God that passes all understanding into the part of the world that you live in. Your family, your friends, your community. That's a lot. I don't know about you all, but sometimes I feel overwhelmed by the magnitude of all the things there are to pray for and to worry about. But once again, we are not the judge. I am not the judge. I am not in control. But giving my control, my sense of control, to God is probably the most powerful thing that I can do as I function as a disciple of Christ in this world. Amen. Let us stand and profess.